she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex. Sybil is out today. I'm Dave Whitfield, but the big guns are here. We're rolling them in today for the Saturday Morning Test Drive. And Tammy's back. Tammy, glad you're feeling better.
Yeah. No, thank you very much. Tammy, I missed everybody.
You're right. Tammy Pickard and with the big guns, literally the big guns over there, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Good to see you guys. Two of my favorite people in the world here on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, where you can call them anytime during the show or anytime that's not during the show, David.
That's right, at either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. And as always, autoflex.com, where you can do a lot of other things also. And if you wanted to follow along with the stories that we're doing today or read more deeply into some of them, you can go to our Facebook page at Autoflex, and all of the stories that we're going to do today are listed there.
Including the word automobile. The history behind the word automobile.
Exactly. We'll talk about that later, but if anyone wants to text in on the Autoflex Leasing fan text, if you know the history of the word automobile, when it was first used, text us in. We'll tell you if you're right.
And you've already learned where you can go find that out, by the way. Coming up during the program, we'll be covering the Federal Trade Commission closing in on taking a closer look at some automobile ads.
Yeah, you know, and it hit really close to home because one of the 10 dealers that they have prosecuted or threatened to prosecute was actually a local Dallas dealer. The Federal Trade Commission is coming down on something that we have hated for years, and that's those deceptive ads where you see you can get a car for $199 a month with no down.
Yes.
It's very deceptive because it requires a great deal of money to get to $199, but they call it other things, or it is other things, rather than purely a down payment. So the Federal Trade Commission said, we're done. They've got an operation going called Operation Steer Clear, S-T-E-E-R, like car steer clear. And they have, they lined these 10 guys up and they said, look, here's the deal. We don't like your ads. If you don't change them, we're going to fine you into oblivion. And they put them on a 20-year probation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, these are individual dealers. So these are not the manufacturers. These are the individual dealers, which is going to be sort of interesting. And it because the Federal Trade Commission actually holds they govern dealers. And the dealers, a lot of times, when they get in trouble over an ad, they go, well, you know, that was our ad agency that wrote that. Or that was a standard. It came down from upstairs. It was a standard. Well, the Federal Trade Commission said, we don't care. If it's your ad, you're going to be responsible for it. Nine of the 10 dealers, they let off with no money fine at this time, but with a 20-year probation. The 10th dealer, evidently they didn't want to cooperate, and they're being prosecuted.
So what's we're talking fines, more than likely, I guess?
Well, the fine for a bad ad is $16,000 per day that the ad runs. Yeah.
I don't think you can make enough money deceiving consumers to make up for 16 G's a day.
You got to move a few cars, right? To cover 16 grand a day.
So if you don't want to be deceived, come see us at Autoflex.
Well, and
good
here's
point.
Yeah, here's the thing. A lot of the ads that we hate are the no money down ads, or the $259 and $259 a month, $259 up front and $259 a month. Well, they don't explain that may be a lease or a balloon, and the people aren't really going to own the car at the end, and that's why they're not paying very much money.
And real quickly, define a balloon for us so we know what we're looking at there.
Well, a balloon is like a lease, only it's a retail installment. So if it is a balloon installment, the car would be in your name, and the bank would hold the paper on the car until the end of the balloon. And then you have an option to pay the large balloon payment or walk away. Or sometimes you don't have an option. Sometimes you're obligated to pay the large balloon payment.
Almost like a commercial or open-end lease, you're still obligated if the balloon were higher than the current retail value at the end of the term, then some balloons are, you know, it's on you. But the ones that anybody like us would want to use, you want to be able to just give the car back.
Yeah, so we have something
called contract.
We have something we call the flex buy, and that's a balloon payment. So it works just like a lease, and at the end you can buy the car or you don't have to. But you have to explain to people in your advertising that's what the ad's for. You can't just say $2.59 and $2.59 a month.
And then
$2.59 down, $2.59 a month. Well, that sounds really great.
Yeah.
Except it's really a $30,000 car, and there's a $15,000 balloon in 5 years that you're responsible for.
Or it's a lease, and they didn't tell them it was a lease, even though the contract states clearly this is a lease contract, you know, and so on and so forth. But people do not read those contracts.
In their advertising, they don't call it a lease a lot of times, and legally you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. They just advertise the low monthly payment. So anyway, the Federal Trade Commission has flat come down on 10 dealers, and I think you're going to see a big change in the advertising in the automotive business starting now, because really nobody wants the Federal Trade Commission in their business, because they've got legions of lawyers and all the time and money in the world. They do. It's the government.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, no budget.
You don't want them in your business, I promise you. And this comes right on the heels of the Department of Justice and the Consumer Fraud Protection Bureau fining Ally, which is a large lender, $98 million for what they called discriminatory lending. So we're seeing a lot of government intervention in the automotive business. The CFPB and the DOJ, all those good government acronyms, went after Ally and said that Ally had charged individuals that were protected classes more money than they had, say, as they describe it, a non-Latin white that bought cars. Now, the methodology they used to determine who was discriminated against, they've never shared with anyone. They've given everyone general terms and said, we'll look at this, and we're looking at it because of this and that. And the theory that they use to determine that there has been discrimination is called disparate impact. It's really an interesting theory because it's never been proved in court. They've used
right?
it. Yeah, they've used it a couple of times. They used it to prosecute a mortgage holder. And the mortgage holder didn't take them to court. They settled with them. And now Ally, which is partially owned by the government, which means they really can't retaliate, has been fined $98 million. 80 of it is to be returned to consumers. $18 million will go to the government.
Oh, good Lord.
And this is just over raising an interest rate. A dealer is allowed to mark up an interest rate a little bit. But here's the deal. In my opinion, having been a finance manager at a car dealership, I just want to offer this. I understand the consumer's side. Well, I don't want to pay any more than anybody else. And that is fair. And we would never discriminate. But at a car dealership where I worked, that's a clearinghouse. It's a lender. You're paying a fee. You're paying a slightly higher rate, just a little bit. It's not very much, in order to have convenience.
Exactly. And to
all
use
right?
their lending.
To use it, to do it all right there, one-stop shopping. You don't have to go take a day off work, because you can do this on a Saturday at a car dealer, right? Or you can do it at 8 o'clock at night. You don't have to take off work, go arrange your loan, go do all your title work. The car dealer does all this for you for a very small amount of money. So they're talking about $80 million was over a gazillion people.
Well, and that is exactly what they went after, is the ability to mark up the loan itself to cover the costs of carrying and preparing the loan and that kind of thing. And that's what dealers do. Dealers mark up loans just like your bank does. Your bank borrows money at X percent. Well, they don't lend it to you at the same percentage, right?
Yeah,
how would they open their doors?
Exactly. And dealers were doing the same thing. They were borrowing money at a certain rate and then marking that up to cover costs and probably some profitability. They went after them. It does make jobs. Yeah, they went after them, though, and said, you cannot do this any longer because we've determined that you were discriminatory in the way you did it. And the other thing that I thought was interesting was they said you didn't even have to know you were being discriminatory. Just the simple fact that they determined you were being discriminatory.
Is that right?
You could be fined. And they fined Ally. Now, the other interesting thing is they sort of own Ally. So there's a big percentage of ownership the government still has, which prevents Ally from fighting back. I don't know what will happen if they do this with a lender that they don't control.
Right.
But what it's done is it's sent shockwaves through the lending industry, the automotive lending industry, because no one wants the government involved in their business.
Many, many years ago, there was not really a cap on how much the dealers could mark up a car. But I worked for a very reputable dealer who said no more than this much. Because this is what's fair. This is all we need to make.
Mm-hmm.
to cover our expenses, et cetera, and then you don't want customers going to another bank and finding out that we killed them on the rate, and then they lose faith in you, right? So you deal with a reputable dealer, somebody you trust, you're going to find that they're not trying to take advantage. They're covering their cost and their expenses, right? It's not just a huge profit center necessarily.
And of course, we're in the business. We see this every day. We've seen it all our lives that we've been in the business. And it is, it's interesting because they've come after a very small segment of the industry in a very pointed way. And when I was working with the Federal Trade Commission on their consumer panels for leasing, I listened to some of these people in the CFPB that ended up in the CFPB speak about auto dealers and auto lending. And the general consensus you would get after listening to three or four of them speak is that all auto dealers were predatory and all auto lending was unfair, which is a little strange because it's dealers aren't predatory. It's a business. And fair, who gets to decide what fair is?
I don't know, but in my opinion, could very well be wrong, but I think they started examining all lending practices and got very honed in on protecting consumers after the mortgage faux pas and everything else. They just started focusing on everything, and that's why they shine the magnifying glass this direction, and there you go.
And it winds up with a big fine on Ally.
Look, I want the consumers to be protected for sure, but you can't keep people from being able to cover their expenses. They'll just charge it in a different place.
Well, and that's really the bottom line, because if they don't charge here, they're going to raise the fees on the car, they're going to raise the fees on other services, because they still have to cover their costs.
And the interest rate, in my opinion, was the easiest way and better for the consumer, because if you pay off the loan early, that goes away. Those fees that you pay up front, they're paid. They're done.
Right.
So, anyway.
All right. Speaking of fair, let's talk to a leasing specialist right now, David. How can we do that?
Well, you could give us a call at either 817 or 972-234-1234 or 888-234-1234 if you're out of the area. Autoflex.com, as always, you can get a free Black Book appraisal at Autoflex.com. A lot of people do that if they're wondering what their trade-in is worth.
All right.
Right there at Autoflex.com.
Autoflex.com on the web. And coming up, we're going to visit CES in Vegas and Save Money Mondays coming up on the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
With David Blass and Jane and Tammy Pickard, the Saturday Morning Test Drive crew, brought to you by AutoFlex. And we have to remember, the only reason any of this is happening is because Lane is here, right?
That's exactly right.
Thank
Happy
you,
to
Lane.
Be here.
Appreciate
You're
you,
welcome.
Lane. Hey, we're going to be visiting. We're going to kind of go around the world on today's show. We've got the Chinese back in it again, back in the auto news. Not always good, but they're always back, and we're gonna find out that you can't afford to roll a Cuban these days.
No, you can't. No, you can't. That's an interesting way to put that.
The
Consumer Electronics Show has just ended, or it ends, I guess, tomorrow in mm-hmm. Las Vegas. And
Steve
there
Noviello's
are some.
Been out there.
Hi.
Yeah, Steve Noviello has been out there. They have got some of the most advanced electronics that you may be able to get on your car in the next few years.
Crazy.
Being shown at the Consumer Electronics Show. And Kia is one brand that plans on taking advantage of that. So they have introduced a whole set of three-letter acronyms, and I guess you could expect that from a company that's name was three
Kia,
letters.
Right.
They've got the UVO, the IVI, the UCD, the KND, the LED, the LCD, the HUD, the X2X, the V2V, the V21, and the CES all at one place, or at the CES all in one place.
At the CES.
Yeah, it's easy for me to say.
At the KIA.
Yeah. So, anyway.
YOU.
Anyway, it's really crazy some of the things that they've got. One of their new infotainment system takes your telephone and really makes it part of your driving experience. And they used a Samsung Galaxy, of course, because that's a Korean telephone to demonstrate it. But it'll link you to social networks. It'll check your emails. It'll remind you. It'll even help you find a free parking space.
So this is your
right
car?
There on your
this
smart.
Is your car doing this?
It's your car and your smartphone together. See, that's the thing. Everything's going to be linked together so that it all sort of works at once. They've also got a two-part system, again, three letters. It's the V2X, that will alert the car and subsequently the driver to a slew of warnings. You know, like collision warnings and fatigue alerts, blind spot monitoring, things like that, as well as, you know, rerouting for traffic. So if there's a traffic jam up ahead, it'll take you off and take you around that.
Supposedly, they have a V2I or V21 smart radio will play music depending on your mood.
Exactly. It measures your mood.
Determined by traffic.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. They've got a steering wheel that will measure your heart rate, your blood pressure, and they've got eye monitors that monitor your eyes as to which way they look, and also gesture monitors that monitor your gestures so that if you're stressed out, the car knows it.
What?
We're going to be monitoring your gestures.
Yeah, the car knows that you're stressed out, so it'll play soothing music for you.
You're number one.
Stop texting.
Anyway, right now, it is... I think people would be absolutely...
Who could see the text gesture and say, what are you doing? You fool. Oh, you're going to crash your car.
But you can just talk to your phone, so you can just talk text.
Oh, well, that's true. Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, the gesturing is also part of a system that is sort of an all-encompass LCD dashboard, which you can activate things on your dashboard simply by looking at them. Because
oh my gosh,
it's got a camera and an infrared that looks at your eyes, and it can see exactly where they're focused. So to turn the radio on, you look at the radio, it turns on. To turn the radio up, you simply move your hand in a clockwise,
and it
recognizes that, and it turns up. There's no knobs.
Your hand's not actually touching anything.
You just turn your hand.
This would be a problem for me.
And it rolls, and it turns the volume up. It's according to what you're doing,
I guess.
This
would be a problem because I'd be thinking, okay, I don't want to turn the radio up. I don't want to turn the radio up. And I'd look at that volume knob and then up it'd go. Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
You would have to be careful what you look at.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, here's the next thing. Kia is coming with transparent organic LEDs that will pulsate when they're lit. For your car, around the headlights, sometimes on the inside. And you can dial the color. You can dial it to a cool blue or to a hot red. Maybe you don't actually dial it to your mood. Maybe you just turn it with your hand and it recognizes it.
That would be great to hook up to your mood, because if you see like Tammy's car glowing red coming down, you just get out of the way.
That's a pretty good idea, actually, to have your car represent how freaked out you are at the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah, if somebody just turned left in front of you, it would pulsate red.
That's awesome.
Okay, next newest
thing? Yeah, but then all the people in front of you aren't going to know if you're pulsating red at them or the guy next to you.
Does it really
matter? No, but they'll know to stay the heck away from you.
Yeah, but there's paranoid people that think everybody's mad at them.
Okay, moving right along, laser headlamps.
Laser
headlamps. Yeah,
I don't want my mood by my car. That's for sure.
This is not something that's going to blind the other drivers or cut them in half as a laser sword would. But
it is.
They are testing them out now to replace LEDs, and LEDs really work pretty well. They're very inexpensive to make because they made zillions of them now. But the laser headlamps will be much, much brighter. In fact, 70% brighter. Than an LED headlamp.
That's what we need, brighter headlights out there.
The light can be focused down. They say the Audi is the first one to come with them, and they say they've got a range of 574 feet, which is darn near two blocks.
I actually would love the longer distance to see. I have a night blindness.
But when I look in my rearview mirror, I get night blind because...
No, but these aren't going to be up. These are going to be down and out. They're going to be easily to be focused. It's sort of weird. It's not the laser light itself. The laser light focuses on a surface that it illuminates. That surface sort of gets jazzed because of the light hitting it. And then it's reflected through a lens, and that is the light you get. So it's a bright white light. And it can be very, very sharply focused. So you get a lot more distance that way. The upside is they use less power than LEDs. So a lot of the electric vehicles are looking at LED or at laser headlights because they will use less battery.
Less draw on the... Mm-hmm.
Exactly, so which gives you more range, and that's what everybody worries about is range.
And surely they're going to make sure that this isn't going to blind people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, they are.
I blind myself if I have my headlights and there's a truck in front of me with the chrome bumper, and then my lights are, what? Yeah.
The downside, they cost a bunch. So the vehicles that are looking at them right now are BMW and Mercedes and Audi, the upscale autos, easy for me to say again. That's who's looking at putting them on their cars initially.
Which will increase your insurance bill or the repair bill when you back into something or pull into something and you crash those and you break your headlights. How much did your... The person that backed into your car on that Lexus, and this is still years ago, so who knows what they cost now, but what was your headlight?
The headlight was $1,100.
One headlight.
One headlight, yeah.
For a Lexus.
It's crazy.
And that was the
totally
Xenon.
Totally crazy.
That's when Xenon first came out. So
right.
$1,100.
Okay, so other things coming out at CES this year, again, still pretty amazing. The natural voice recognition systems, and we're starting to see this across all lines of cars, and it's where your radio just understands what you say.
I like
that. You don't have to have a pre-programmed certain number of commands or certain way to say things. It's like working with Siri. Siri came on in the middle of me trying to do something the other morning, right? Yeah. And I'm a little frustrated. I'm a little late. And all of a sudden, Siri is on. And I said, "Stop it." And she said, "I don't know what I could stop. I could stop believing, but I can't do that." That was what Siri said.
He told me about that. So then I told mine to stop. And she went, "Hammer time." I was like, "Are you kidding?" So there's all those little Easter eggs in there. And then I kept saying, "Stop." And yeah.
All right.
Not even in the name of love, total.
You didn't have a relationship with your Siri, though, right?
Not yet.
No, but that's an interesting concept for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now here's the other thing. You're going to start seeing radar systems in cars that make it almost an autonomous car. They'll keep you at the same rate as the cars in front of you. They'll keep you in the same lane. You know, we test drove and reviewed the 2014 Chevrolet pickup truck. Its lane departure warning is really cool. Makes the seat vibrate on that side of the car. So if you start to wander off to the right side, it vibrates the right side of your seat. If you start to the left side, it vibrates the left side. And if you have your turn signal on, it doesn't do anything because it knows you're trying to change lanes that way. Yeah.
So this is good in two ways. For the people who are texting, hopefully it will keep them inside the lane. It will not keep them at the proper speed. But it will keep them in the lane. And the other side is maybe it'll teach people to use their blinker when they change
lanes.
Good
point. So you don't want your butt vibrating. When you're,
exactly.
When you take that turn without turning. Good job. Good job.
Or right. It'll remind them that they didn't use their blinker in their job. I'm such a meanie.
We put it off to Save Money Mondays a little bit. We're going to do that next coming up. Also, some cool car stuff, including all this technology. Is Big Brother riding along with you in your high-tech car? We're going to visit that topic. Also, the Chinese and the Cubans are coming your way. Coming up on the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Good morning. Glad you're with us. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, your host on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, and glad to be here with them. We did not talk about Save Money Mondays yet, David. I want to hear about this.
You know, Save Money Mondays is a concept that somebody that was really smart came up with this. And here's what we do. Every week, we send a few cars to auction.
Mm-hmm.
These are not bad cars. These are not cars that have been wrecked. These are cars that we've had, and we have a very strict call. It's called a turn rule. We have a very strict time limit for any car to be on our lot. We sell them off after a short period of time. Normally, we send them to auction, and we get wholesale for them because that's what you get at auction. The idea is that we'll offer them to the public one day because they're going – literally, these cars will all be gone on Tuesday. They'll all be headed off to the auction on trucks. But you get a chance on Monday to buy them at a greatly reduced price. So whatever they cost before, they cost you a lot less on Monday. Save Money Monday, and you can see those cars on the Autoflex website. Go to specials, Save Money Monday, and there's some great cars in there.
And if you can we call
in trucks.
Can we call and just ask, get some more information about this?
Absolutely, yeah. You can call either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. And as always, again, autoflex.com, go to the specials, look for the Save Money Monday cars.
So every weekend we should get on there and see what's coming up Monday, right?
Every single week. Yeah. We'll send an email out to just selected groups of our client base and let them know about it. But everybody's welcome to buy the cars. So some of those clients will contact us as soon as they get that email on Thursday or Friday before the weekend even begins. And they'll try to get in there and get the car bought before it's gone. So if you're ever interested, you can check as early as Friday
Good.
On those. If you are really excited, give us a call to find out what cars are going in to auction and get there before somebody else does. And
starting every Friday.
Because these aren't bad cars at all. We just, they only get to stay for a little while.
Okay. Save Money Mondays at AutoFlex. We're going to get back to the topics coming up. We're getting some fan techs coming in, David. What are they talking about?
Yeah, you know, it's great. One's a Volvo mechanic, and he said he was a Volvo mechanic for 20 years. If you knocked out the headlight, it pretty well totaled out the car. Yeah. Here's an Infiniti G35 owner, has a 2003 G35 coupe, $900 for a headlight.
One headlight,
yeah. And finally, from another AutoFlex fan texter, if you get in a wreck and you kill the headlights and deploy the airbags, you're pretty well going to be totaled.
You know, what we used to do, one of the things we used to do on the program on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, we give away driving awards or tell you where you can get one.
If you're not careful.
Yeah, so if you'd like to text in this morning, and if you see anyone giving out those driving awards, members of your local constabulary, please text in, let us know those locations, and we'll share them with all the other drivers on the road so that you'll be aware of those areas where you better not mess up.
Typically, these awards are for velocity achievement.
Typically. They are, in fact, yes.
Velocity achievement, above and beyond the standard velocity that is expected.
That's a nice way to put all that.
So if there are any overachievers in your area. hey, name two places you can have it your way. Burger King and...
Chrysler. Yeah, this is a really... And they actually tagged it, we're going to let our buyers have it their way. I thought that was great.
Fine, yeah. Have it your way.
Chrysler has opened up, and this is really smart. They have put in an accessory addition department to all of their factories. So now when you order a Chrysler, if you would like to order a special grill guard, special exhaust, really cool, you know, any kind of accessory that they offer, they'll put them on right there at the factory for you. So when you get your car, it's got all the goodies on it that you would have normally added later. Bed liners, you know, sliding back glasses for trucks, all kinds of stuff.
Tammy's got her hand up.
Can I just say, brilliant!
Brilliant.
They saw themselves missing out on all that aftermarket money.
Well, exactly. And here's where it's good for consumers. Mm-hmm. That way it's financed, but more importantly, you got the factory warranty.
If it's you have the factory warranty on it, right?
Yeah.
And you can roll it into your loan because a bed liner, those spray-in bed liners, that's at least $500.
Yeah.
You put on those fancy grills, those are hundreds, sometimes
$1,000. How about wheels and exhaust?
Wheels.
You can spend a ton of money. Yeah. But now, when you order your Chrysler, you can get it all built into the car from the factory. So when you get your car, it comes cool already.
And the dealers are going to have a lot more fun ordering these cool, specced-out cars, and then there's not going to be a problem with the loan because it's on the sticker. That was always an issue, going back to that loan deal and what the dealers could offer. That's another thing. When you go to your bank, and you want the loan, yeah, you can get this interest rate, but you have to put down 20-25%. If you go to the dealer and you don't have 20-25% and you want to borrow 100% or 120% of that car's value, because a lot of people are upside down or want to roll in their taxes or whatever, that's why it's so convenient to work with the car dealer. Well, now you can finance all those accessories because it'll be on the window sticker.
Very, very
brilliant,
cool.
Actually.
And David, does it explain how you do that? Do you do that on a website?
You do, in fact. You go to a website. And right now, somewhere between 85 and 90% of all people go to the web when they start thinking about a car. Mm-hmm. Well, Chrysler has designed a website, so you can go to this website and build your car right there and know what the equipment is, see all the choices, put it all together, and then you simply order the car.
And go to the Mopar Custom Shop.
Exactly. No. And here's the other thing. You can still lease that car from AutoFlex, which is a beautiful thing.
That's right.
Exactly. Give us a call. Tell us how long you'd like the lease set up, how you would like to do the mileage and all that stuff, because we can build all of that in for you. And then when the car gets here, you sign the lease, and we're done.
That is so cool. High cool factor on that. Way to go, Chrysler. And we can have it our way. Hey, we've been talking about some high tech, and sometimes it works the other way, not exactly the way you want it. What if Big Brother's riding along with you in your car right now?
Well, they are. If you've got a nav unit, Big Brother's with you everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. And the government, the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, has issued a study, has done a study, and they found out that all of the information that where you go, how long you're there, sometimes maybe if you speed or not, the manufacturers of those nav units have all that data because of geo positioning. All of that set up based on satellites, and the satellites triangulate your where you are, so it can show on a map exactly where you are. It knows where you are. It keeps records of where you are.
And it shoots them back to...
Exactly.
To the mothership.
Exactly. So the manufacturers have it. Garmin have it. The manufacturers of nav units all have this data.
They can sell it to advertisers.
That's the problem. Because right now you don't have a choice. It's not like you have to sign off and say, okay, it's okay that you give my location to everyone, and it's okay that you know where I spent the night last night.
Oh,
yeah. I'm talking about divorce lawyers now. Anyway, that information is all available, and there's really no restrictions on what they can do with it at this time. Senator Al Franken has introduced a bill. He wants it regulated. He said, you know, that's just too much information to give an individual or a company about your personal habits.
So did you say there's no privacy protection for this information?
There's really not. Nothing's been legislated because it's all so new. So well, and a lot of them are saying, well, we're going to give our people the chance to opt out and stuff. But I can tell you from reading, there are legions of companies and industries that are dying to pay for this information.
For example?
Well, like the Burger King or the McDonald's or the Wendy's would like to
Starbucks.
Know when you're two blocks away. So how about the car wash down in the corner? Right now, is your car dirty? As you approach it, a little coupon pops up on your map screen.
Especially a day like today, first day after all the rain.
After
exactly.
Rain.
Hello.
Yeah. How about your insurance company? How about when you have an accident?
Oops.
Then they have all kinds of information about where you were going, how fast you were going, or
we don't need no
stinking how many
witness.
Miles. How many miles do you drive? Because some insurance companies are starting to base.
Yes.
Rates on mileage.
Oh, they've been doing that, yeah.
How many miles do you drive? Where did you drive them? Were you out late at night? Because they'll raise your rates if you're out a whole lot late at night. Exactly. So this information is valuable, valuable information. And we need some protections because right now there's not much of anything.
Good Lord. All right.
Last week, Jim Farley at CES was on a panel, and he made the statement, hey, listen, Ford knows every time you speed. Ford knows where you've been. He had to retract all of that.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because his GAO said he came out right afterwards, and Ford, you know, said, this is not, we can't joke about this.
Listen, this I've known this forever. A BMW M3, okay? I'll never forget whenever I leased the first one of these to a client, and my guy over at BMW said, now, you be sure and explain to him he must not drive this car over this speed for this many miles, et cetera, and if he does, he will void his warranty. Okay, this is a high-performance engine. And I said, well, you know, nobody's going to know. And he goes, oh, yes, they will, because there's the box in the car that records everything, and they just download it. So if you're not going to fool the technician when you take your car in and you tell them you've only been driving it XYZ, because all they have to do is plug it in and they'll download all of your driving habits. All of them.
So there'll be a mark somewhere that says he went over 70 or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the RPM went to the RPM too much to this. Before the break-in period. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Now, here's the other thing. Your car gets stolen.
They know where it is.
They know where it is. That's a good thing.
So that is
will
a
they
plus.
Tell you?
I've used that a couple of times. As long as you're the owner of the car, you can find out where your car is if it's the right car. We had a car that was stolen that turned up in Las Vegas. They actually took the guy out of the car on the strip, laid him down on the pavement, and handcuffed him while I was on the phone.
Oh,
yeah.
If it was summer, I'll bet that pavement was really hot.
They activated the locator. The police saw the car instantly or got to the car instantly and arrested the guy while I was on the phone.
Now, this was without a low jack or anything like
that? Without a low jack. Yeah. No, this is a manufacturer that has...
That hurt low jack.
I bet it did.
It's got nav. If it's got nav,
that's
they can ping it.
So now maybe it's safer to get a car with nav because then maybe the people who want to steal the car will look at it and go, never mind.
Okay. It's according to your habits, I think.
Right. Who's more important, the cops or your wife?
Right.
So who do you need?
Exactly.
who do you need looking that stuff up? All right, we're going to revisit Save Money Monday. It's coming up, a really neat concept at AutoFlex. Also, you can't afford to roll a Cuban. We'll talk about that. And the Chinese buying into more. Western automotive parts manufacturers. Coming up, if you want to talk to Autoflex leasing specialist right now, do that.
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Headed down the finish line on the Saturday Morning Test Drive. Glad you're with us. David Blastingame, Tammy Pickard, they are your hosts each week on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex. Behind the scenes, you can if you've been listening to The Fan, you know what Autoflex is all about. But if you could really see and learn more about what goes on behind the scenes, it's very, very cool. Tammy was just explaining to me the story behind the letter they've received. And it goes, just got my new 2014 Corvette Stingray last night, courtesy of Gary Vaughn. Not only did Gary find the car, but he had to do it twice because the original Chevy dealer turned out to be a huge flake. He found a second car from out of state and even took his personal truck to Oklahoma to bring it back on his flatbed. That's performance above and beyond the call of duty. Thanks, Gary, and you are right. Torch red is a great color.
Mm-hmm. If anyone wanted to see a picture of that car, they can go to our Facebook page, and there's a couple of pictures of that torch red Corvette convertible on Gary's trailer on the way to Mark. So we're glad to have Mark Bowlin in the Autoflex family. That's a fabulous car, by the way.
Tammy was telling me about a little bit the background. He almost got a different color Corvette before that.
Right, right. When we talked to him, he was looking at green because that's all he could find.
Right.
When you want a hard-to-find car, there is no better place to contact than Autoflex because we lease all makes and models, and we will go to the ends of the earth to get your car. I went to Pennsylvania to get a black Range Rover with white leather and black piping when that new Range Rover Supercharged came out. I had to travel a long distance to get that car for my customer that was in South Texas. So that truck made a long trip on a boat, and then it got shipped to that dealer. That it took another long trip just to get down to my customer. So
one of the common things you're going to hear when you're looking for a vehicle outfitted in a specific way is, we don't have those. They're not even in this area, unless you go to Autoflex.
And then you'll hear no problem.
And you will go to Pennsylvania or Oklahoma. It is really amazing. I'm just so impressed by you guys that you do that. Go so far, literally out of the way.
Well, that's a whole lot of our business because people get told that they can't have a certain car. And if you want a car that's a certain color, certain equipment, there's zillions of cars. The problem is you're not talking to the right people.
Obviously. Before we get finished, I wanted to, let's revisit Save Money Mondays real quick because this is a cool concept and I want people to know about this.
Well, you know, it's the cars we're going to send to auction on Tuesday, and we offer them to the public on Monday. We've reduced the price. You can get everything from a Lincoln Navigator to a Mini Cooper to a Tahoe. There's a lot of great cars, Chrysler 300s. There's a lot of great cars on that list. Now, here's the other thing. It's a short list. I think there's 8 or 9 cars on it because we just don't send that many, but it's worth looking at. I mean, if you're thinking about getting a car right now, mm-hmm. it'll save you some serious money. So, and you could flex buy those cars, which is our balloon program, and save even more money on the monthly payment.
So these Save Money Monday cars are on the website right now, autoflex.com.
That's exactly right, under specials.
Under specials, so check those out. And every Monday there'll be a new flock of those, and you'll have a chance every Monday to save on some very cool vehicles.
I'll quickly tell you, Chevy Tahoe, Chevy Traverse, Chrysler 300, Ford Edge, Ford F-250, Hyundai Santa Fe, Lincoln Navigator, Mercedes E-Class, and a Mini Cooper.
There will be a test later. That's all right now on the website, autoflex.com. And that was magic. She did that from memory, by the way.
Well, I got the email.
You can't afford to roll a Cuban these days. This is kind of a funny story about what's going on in Cuba, David.
Well, you know, they gave everyone the right to buy cars because up until 2011, you couldn't buy, if you were a citizen, you couldn't go buy a car. You had to have the government's permission to do it.
To buy a car. In Cuba.
So now, in 2011, when Raul Castro took over from his brother, he said, you know, we're going to give people the right to buy cars. And so last week, they opened it up and said, y'all come get them. So if you went shopping, you found that a Peugeot, a 2013 model, Model 206, was $91,000. Now, that may seem a little extreme, because it is. If you wanted a Peugeot 508, it was $262,000. And the people of Cuba are just devastated because they've all – Cubans love cars. And up until 2011, you couldn't drive a car that was newer than 1959, which was when the revolution was.
Right.
So all the cars in Cuba were 1959 or older, right? Wow. So now they finally got their chance, but the state still controls the price of the cars. Now, if you're a diplomat or if you're a politician or if you're a doctor mm-hmm. or if you're a teacher that's gone abroad to teach, then you get a special deal. But everyone else, well, if you looked, there was a citizen looking at a 2005 Renault online. Anywhere else in the world, this is a $3,000 car, $25,000. Guess what the average wage is in Cuba? $20 a month.
A month.
A month.
20 a month. Because 4 out of 5 people work for the state. 4 out of 5 people work for the government of Cuba. $20 a month is the average income. So here's the deal. The people now have the right to buy cars, but the cars cost so much compared to what they make that none of them will be able to. So you'll continue to see the 1950 model cars in Cuba.
So you think you're not going to be opening a branch in Havana for Autoflex anytime soon, right?
No, I don't think we can afford to.
Not a lot of people qualifying there. Hey, the Chinese are buying up stuff, and there's a Fisker Automotive. Fisker had, what, gone bankrupt last year?
Yeah, this is being out-traded. The Fisker company went bankrupt last year, and was bought out of bankruptcy by a Chinese firm, Wangxiang.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, A123, which was the battery maker for Fisker, went bankrupt, and they were bought out of bankruptcy by a Chinese company. So we sort of got out traded, and here's why. The government loaned $249 million to A123, and the government loaned $168.5 million to Fisker. $417 million. And the Chinese bought them for a song. So.
Well, what happened on Fisker? Wasn't there a Hong Kong guy who was buying?
He was, but they turned him down because of the way that he wished to buy the company. They felt like there's a lot of people that Fisker owes money to. And they felt like by going to Wangxiang that they would get more money back to the people that Fisker owes money to than they would by going to the Chinese millionaire.
So how's this? These aren't the only examples. I mean, the Chinese are getting heavily into automotive industry.
They're pretty good traders.
Obviously.
They are. And in the next year to 2 years, you're going to see Chinese model cars in America. The question is, will they sell? Because they're not really our style of car. They're a lot more basic than what we normally have. So where did the word automobile come from?
Yes, where did
you know?
Come
nobody
from?
Texted me in.
Nobody.
Oh, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I love this. I wish you guys were in Colorado. We need people in a business like you here. Well,
we can lease cars in Colorado. Yeah. I have clients that moved there and still called me for cars because it was just much easier, and they trusted me. I think once you develop a relationship with us, you kind of never want to go.
That's
do
exactly
anything else.
The truth. That's exactly the truth.
But
so
another Autoflex Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. When I get my tax check, I'll be coming to Autoflex. That's great.
Yay,
that's wonderful.
Thank
okay.
$1,000 for an Escalade headlight.
That's a lot. okay, here's the etymology on the word automobile. 114 years ago this month, the New York Times printed the word automobile on its pages for the first time. 114 years ago, cars had been known as auto trucks, auto wands, horseless carriages. There were a number of other words that people used to describe cars, quadricycles. Some of them were unbelievable, hipmobiles.
Mm-hmm.
But the word automobile was coined by the New York Times 114 years ago in January when they were describing a car. And at first, no one liked it. Because evidently it came from a Latin word and a Greek word, neither of which were very well used in mixed company, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But now, who knows? I mean, nobody knows those Greek words or Latin words. Nobody goes back to that. It's just the automobile. And it's been the automobile ever since.
So if, but if things had gone slightly different back in the at the turn of the last century, you could be HippoFlex right now. Is that what I'm hearing?
We could be, yeah.
HippoFlex. All right, the history of the word automobile. It's true. That's what he said. Hippomobile. What was it?
That's funny.
David, let's revisit Save Money Mondays one more time. I want people to know about this. You can do this right now. Visit the AutoFlex.com website.
Exactly. And go to the specials, and you'll find the Save Money Monday cars. And there's like 8 or 10 cars right now, and they're reduced. It'll be a good thing.
Now, let me tell you, you'll save money on the price of the car. Then you can look at all of our different financing programs, including the Flex Buy, which is another way to lower your payments. That is not a standard retail contract. You won't own it at the end, but you'll have the option to own it at the end if you do want to keep it. It's like a long-term test drive. I did a lease on my Ford Edge. It will be up later this year, and I'm trying to decide what's next. You know, it's kind of fun to know that there's going to be an end, and then you get to pick something else. You don't have to wait until, you know, the car dies. You know, a lot of people feel like, well, I just should really wait until the car craters before I get my next car. But doing it this way helped me save money on my payment. And then I get to be done while the car's still under warranty.
One more AutoFlex Leasing fan text. This is a good question. John in Fort Worth, do Diablo Sport tuners void manufacturer's warranties? Want a little more power out of my 6.2 Vortec. John, go to Modern Mopar Muscle. Go to their website, Modern Mopar Muscle. That's a forum on Mopar, and there are some technicians that have commented on the warranty and how that Diablo tuning system affects that.
But let me also quickly mention that there's a recall coming out on the Chevy trucks and the GMC trucks, the 2014 models. It will be announced a little bit later this week, but you can go ahead and call your dealer to find out if yours is one of the recalls. There's a little something that might cause a fire. And then we have another brilliant AutoFlex Leasing fan texter. No outside about automobile, where the word came from. No outside power necessary to move. Auto equals self. Mobile equals move.
Well, there you have it.
Self-movers. All right. Guys, thank you. It's been a pleasure to be part of the program. Hope to do it again soon. Sybil back next week. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, thank you. And join us again next Saturday morning, same time, for the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling of something.